5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
Good morning. I'm Izzy Lyman. You're listening to 97.7 FM WCHY. We are in the third hour and the final segment, not the very final, but we're heading that way of the show. And I have Whit Lyman. He's been on the show with me before. Hello.
Good morning, Izzy. It's good to be with you again.
Oh, thank you. And the reason I want you on the show is because of your connection with Auden. You have actually crossed into the Mexico border a couple of times with Auden, and I call him acting as your Sherpa. Tell us a little bit about that and why it happened.
Yeah, your last guest, I hope your listeners appreciate just the work that he does, the danger he puts himself in, and then the countless thankless hours out on the border, in the water, at night, during the day, and his big accolade of getting Elon to notice his videos. That one video, I think, has over 26 million views now, and that is just a massive, massive accomplishment. And, you know, big thanks to Elon for putting that out there and Auden's tireless work for years. But we've crossed twice at different locations, going from Texas into Mexico, and he does function a bit as a Sherpa. He doesn't carry my stuff, but a function as a bit of a Sherpa in terms of his guide.
Cultural
Sherpa. Thank you. Yes, his Spanish is obviously much better than mine. He knows the ins and outs. He knows the players. He knows the locations. You know, he takes us to sites that I've never seen anybody else cover in terms of border footage. There are a couple reporters that have definitely done some great work down there. But, you know, it's one thing to be shooting footage, you know, with good lighting from the Texas side, and another thing to be in the jungle on the other side.
Yes, absolutely. So what do you think we are going to do about any of this? Any ideas?
Well, what we as a country are going to do is nothing, and it will likely continue to get worse. We just set a record in September in terms of migrant encounters, and if we have a certain number of encounters, that means there's a certain number of gotaways as well, or people we didn't even know that crossed, and that number is easily in the 300,000 range just in a month, which is the population of half of some states. And you know, we're likely going to do nothing. You know, these people are going to continue to pour into our country and have large effects on our cities, on our infrastructure, our schools, the whole situation, our sovereignty. Everything is sort of at risk here.
I was telling the folks listening earlier in the show that when I went to the confab on Mac Island last weekend, or no, the weekend before that, actually, and a couple of the Congressman Wahlberg started blah, blah, blah about the border, there was quite a bit of pushback from the audience in the form of, we'll call it, mild heckling, like talk, 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 do something. And again, we're up on this remote island, right, in northern Michigan, and people are very anxious about this issue.
I'm not sure you can get further from the southern border than Mac Island. I mean, maybe some parts of the UP, but
exactly.
Yeah, I think what we're seeing is the country as a whole really start to take notice of this issue, take notice of the humanitarian side, the environmental side, and then the effect on the country. You know, you have citizens in New York protesting, getting arrested, citizens in Chicago standing up against their city council. So I think everywhere is sort of waking up to this issue, and people are upset. People are very upset, especially at the Republican politicians, that they feel they should be doing more.
Absolutely. And why are they not? I don't understand it, especially in the House. Right? What's the deal here, folks? Move along, impeach, do something. It all seems very sluggish. And just a lot of theater going on right now.
Yeah, there's a lot of things that we wish they would do, and then they start focusing on things like Ukraine, and that has the greatest analogy to, you care so much about this foreign nation's borders, but you care so little about ours. And that's sort of the America first mentality is, what about us? You know, what about our people? Because if we spend so much money and time on all these other non-issues, there won't be an us.
Exactly. What I especially admire about Auden is the fact that he is a Latino himself. And there's a sort of stereotype or myth pushed very heavily by the left that all Latinos are for unfettered immigration, when it could hardly be true. And Auden is a great example of caring about our sovereignty. And also, he's proud to be a Mexican-American.
He kind of comes at it from such a totally unique perspective. You know, he has strong ties to Mexico. He has strong ties to the U.S. and, you know, that area of the country. And he really is kind of a player that has such a unique perspective and can share things that the Americans feel. He can share how the Mexican people feel. I think one thing that was startling to me was when we were spending time in Mexico, just hearing that the Mexican people, they're not Mexicans that are coming across. They're not necessarily those people that are entering. And a lot of the Mexican people just want these migrants ferried through. They don't want to deal with the situation either. Certainly not the Mexican government either. And Auden has that really unique perspective. He can talk to the locals on both sides, and he can share, you know, in his estimate, the story, the full story, the full scope and breadth of what's going on. And you are not going to get that from, I mean, almost anybody else in terms of their border coverage and knowledge. You're not going to get anything like what he says.
I especially enjoy the video that you shot of him speaking in Spanish to Haitians in Mexico who wanted to come to the United States.
the obvious question was, I said, do they speak Spanish? And he said, yeah. I said, well, don't they speak, you know, Creole, Haitian? And he said, well, they speak English, they speak Creole, and then they speak this form of Spanish. And I said, well, how do they speak Spanish? And he says, that's how long they've been in a Spanish-speaking country, that they've learned the language.
Correct, and amazing, amazing. So let's shift to another topic here briefly. You have been one of the few people I know, maybe the only person I know, you've actually met Oliver Anthony, right? The Richmond guy with the song Ain't Got a Dollar. Tell us a little bit about him and how you managed to attend one of his concerts in North Carolina.
Yeah, he's getting probably too big to just walk up to on the street now, but your listeners will know that this song, Richmond, North of Richmond, just became an international sensation in a matter of 3 or 4 days. It was number one on Spotify, number one on Apple Music, and I think it hit number one in the world across genres in terms of plays and downloads. And it just totally exploded. People really resonated with it. They liked the lyrics, they liked the style. He's obviously extremely talented. Had the chance to cover one of his, I want to say his first show after he got big there in North Carolina.
I think it was his first show after he got big.
Yeah, first. And then now he's playing, you know, thousands and thousands of people. But this had just a few thousand people at a farmer's market there in North Carolina. And obviously the lines were extreme and tons of people came out. And, you know, we didn't get a chance to interact too much. But everybody I talked to said he was really hospitable. He was really nice. He had the chance to start his music career with a Bible verse. He was reading from the Psalms to a couple thousand people, and it was a pretty powerful moment. People kind of rallied around him and his message and the country to a certain degree. That's really kind of what this comes down to, is a lot of people feel very neglected, and he really seemed to voice some of their feelings, yeah, their angst, their attitude. And he touched people from all cultures, all races, all groups. You know, he really hit the nail on the head, as they say.
What was the audience like that came to this event?
Yeah, in that part of the country, it was a lot of farm, fish, outdoorsy people, and a lot of people who just wanted to be a part of something that was really pro-U.S., pro values. and sort of against the establishment government. That was kind of the ilk of people there. And obviously they were, you know, singing the national anthem beforehand and USA chants. And it was just a lot of pro-America feelings and sentiment.
That was very encouraging, I think, that moment. And earlier I was telling the folks also about Zuby, the musician, the rapper from the UK. And he, at the conference, the Island Conference where he spoke at, he was telling us about the importance of conservatives impacting culture. And would you say that this was one of an important pop culture moment for America Firsters?
You know what? My original thought was yes. You get the impression that he's this conservative, libertarian kind of guy, but the more that he has spoken and talked, I get the impression he's pretty apolitical. So I wouldn't say that it was a huge moment for conservatives per se. Zuby really comes out in favor of Western values, family values, being in shape, taking care of your body. He really has sort of a rounded message, but I wouldn't say that the Oliver Anthony is that. It's more about coming together in the sense of, you know, speaking for people that can't really say a lot for themselves, the working class of the U.S., and not so much a conservative movement, which I think was the interesting part. You had people from all across the aisle getting together and saying, you know, we like part of this message.
Right. I can see that. And I think the word that was once used of all these people, and I include myself in this, are deplorables.
There were those kind of people for sure. There were a bunch of Trump hats.
Okay, that's good to know. So in terms of, as we close, do you agree with Zuby that we need to impact the culture more with conservative values, or is that just too unwieldy and complicated?
It's not too unwieldy and complicated. What I think the issue is that a lot of conservatives have is that they are sort of just living their lives. You know, the average conservative Northern Michigan family to me is just, you're going to church, you're going to work, you're raising your kids, you're involved in your community, and you don't have this thought of, I want to make TikTok videos that impact young people all over the country. It's just not like a normal conservative thought to me. Because we don't have this sort of tell everybody else what to do mentality like the left does. They have this sort of, we want to control the narrative, we want to control your kids, control the schools. And conservatives don't really think that way. They think much more in their lane, I'm not going to bother other people. And I think that what Zuby is doing is good, because we need to be doing more of that. We just had a conversation with some of the media team that I work with, and we were saying how we got to do more on the socials, the TikToks, the Instagrams. I know it's kind of annoying, but we really need to be getting out there and doing more.
And on that note, I thank you for your time.
Thanks, Izzy.
All righty. I'm Izzy Lyman. We'll be back after the break.
If you are a PIE&G electric customer, call and get on the PIE&G Connect Express today. Call 800-423-6634 to get connected to the best, fastest, most reliable fiber internet connection in northern Michigan. Faster than Frontier, speedier than Sunrise, all at an affordable price. So call them today at 800-423-6634 and get on the PIE&G Connect internet train. All aboard!
Montana Black Angus beef raised in Onaway, Michigan. Tolini Farms have been raising their cows by feeding them non-GMO corn, barley, wheat, and alfalfa hay, all grown on their own farm. Taking the Ebles for processing, aged, standard cut, vacuum sealed, and frozen, ready for immediate delivery directly to you. Call them today at 989-733-2782 for their current $4 per hanging weight pound. Quarters or halves will feed your family for a year. Call them right now at 989-733-2782.
Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm, except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmith. Call 231-838-5571.
Take out! Little Travers Disposal in Harbor Springs supports this radio station, and we would like you to support them. Little Travers Disposal is locally owned with hardworking guys that provide professional trash disposal for your home or business. You're already spending the money. Why not support a Northern Michigan-owned company who supports us? So call them today at 231-487-0780. Again, 231-487-0780.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659.
Like yesterday, but it was long ago. Jane, it was lovely. She was a queen of my night. There in the darkness with the radio.
Hey, everybody, it's Izzy Lyman, and I am happy to tell you that we had a great show, I thought, despite some of the glitches. And this is the final segment, and we have like a super special guest. Hello, super special guest.
Hello, Miss Izzy.
Hi, Mr. Randy.
I want to thank you so much. You've done a great job hosting for me today. I'm on the road. I've got a lot of things I had to get done today, and I appreciate you subbing in for me. You had a bunch of great interviews. I heard Michael Hoover and everybody. So, yeah, thank you so much. You did a great job.
Oh, my pleasure. So take it away.
I wanted to mention to everybody that Roxana from buildingblocksforliberty.org has emailed me an Excel spreadsheet for this upcoming Constitution boot camp this Saturday. It's this Saturday, October 7th. It's going to be from 9 in the morning until 3 p.m. in the afternoon at the MVETS post in Elk Rapids. And it's absolutely mandatory that all my listeners attend this training on Saturday, because the reason for it is this information is literally a crash course in our U.S. Constitution. And the information that's going to be taught to us is going to be absolutely invaluable going forward, especially going into next year's elections. I know you had Michael Hoover on. I had Dr. Sherry O'Donnell on the show running for U.S. Senate. We need to be able to ask questions of these candidates, especially running for U.S. Senate, what they know about the Constitution, Article 1, Section 8. What do they know about, you know, the 14th Amendment? What do they know about things that most people don't ask them questions on, right? Everybody asks them about First Amendment, Second Amendment, Fifth Amendment. Yeah, well, what about the 14th? And these things, most people don't know. So I've got the names of people that have already sent an email to Roxana. It's R-O-X-A-N-N-A at buildingblocksforliberty.org, but we are not anywhere near filling up this classroom. So what I'm going to do is ask people to text me the word boot camp, one word, two words, I don't care, and I'll text you back the clickable link. All you have to do is click on it, and it will pop up an email already in your phone, and all you have to do is send her your name, your phone number, your address, and register for the class simply by sending the email. And then what you'll do is you'll pay at the door. But they need a head count. They need to know how much food to order, because lunch is included. The cost is $25. It includes a Constitution workbook that you'll actually use to take notes on and be able to take with you, plus lunch. And your spouse is only $5 more, because you're going to be sharing a workbook. And any student, whether they be college, high school, middle school, even elementary, sixth graders, can understand this information. The students are free. They have scholarships available. All you have to do is send an email to register yourself as the paying adult and the name of the student, and they'll be able to attend the class absolutely free, and they will get a workbook. So this is really a great opportunity. It's again this Saturday, October 7th. AmVets Post in Elk Rapids is right off of 31, just south of the light in Elk Rapids. You know, that famous bridge they were going to blow up when they were going to kidnap Whitmer? Well, it's that bridge right there, just south of that, is the mobile gas station, and the AmVets is directly behind it. So I need people to text me boot camp, and I will text you back a clickable link. All you do is click on it. It'll automatically pop up a email in your phone, and then you just give them your name and your address and how many people are coming. And we need to pack this thing out. So I definitely need everybody doing that. Izzy, if you guys haven't done it yet, I need you to attend too. Saturday, it's going to be ucky weather. I've already talked to God. And it's going to be thunderstorms and ucky and cloudy and poopy. You won't be able to go on the golf course. You won't be able to go on your boat fishing or anything. You've got to come to this boot camp this Saturday from 9 to 3 p.m.
All right. Do you want to give out your text number again?
Yes, my text, unlike Izzy, you guys have been texting her questions. I appreciate you using her number. I have gotten a couple of people texting me, and I'm like, dude, I'm not there today. Izzy's the captain of the ship. But, yes, text me at 231-360-5140. Again, 231-360-5140. Text me boot camp, and I'll text you the link. All you do is click on it. Your email will pop up in your phone, and then you can just send Roxana the information at buildingblocksforliberty.org is their website. Check them out. It's a phenomenal training, and I absolutely want every single one of my listeners to come join Vicki and I at this event on Saturday.
That sounds like a very good day, very good way to spend a Saturday, actually. There's nothing more precious than that Constitution.
Well, the thing of it is, and I had a conversation with some folks this morning. I'll be giving a field report of where I was this morning in St. Ignace. But I had Rick Selva, the chairman of the Sheboygan County Republican Party, and Tim Tarjeff, who's the vice chair of the party. They came to witness what was going on this morning with me. And it was all based on constitutional arguments that I had prepared. And I'm not going to, you know, spill the beans on it. You got to listen to the show tomorrow from 9 to noon. I'll be giving a live field report. I think I'll even have Rick Selva come on and testify to what happened. But the thing of it is, our U.S. Congress people in Washington, Congressman Jack Bergman and Wahlberg and all these other people, including U.S. senators, they violate their oath of office almost on a daily basis. And people don't know the Constitution enough, Izzy, to call them out on it.
Absolutely. That is so on the money.
Yep, because the bottom line, if you go to Washington, D.C., or even Lansing, I heard your interview with Neil Friske. Great job on that. But the bottom line is, if they get elected one way, they campaign a certain way, they say, these are my values, these are my principles, this is who I am, but then they get to Lansing, like Senator John DeMoose, and then they vote or introduce legislation that goes against what they campaign on, that's a violation of their oath of office, because most of it, Izzy, does not meet the U.S. Constitution or the state constitutions conditions under which they swore their oath in. So, again, text me boot camp. Thank you so much, Izzy. We appreciate you filling in. God bless you. We'll talk to you soon. Okay,
all
bye-bye.
Right. All right, everybody. Thank you for listening
Thank you
today.
For listening
appreciate
to your
it.
Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential, even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
The Well Connect end-of-the-year blowout sale is here. A factory-direct do-it-yourself install package is now available to our listeners. Call 231-420-8320 to find out how you can buy a Well Connect geothermal unit at a DIY discounted price. Install it yourself and qualify for a 30% federal income tax credit off your 2023 taxes. Additionally, you'll receive a cash rebate from your local electric co-op company. A Well Connect uses your well water to do 80% to 90% of heating your home this winter, 100% air conditioning your home next summer, just by calling 231-420-8255.